the idea that that happens with Roman Catholic apologists all too frequently is you have kind of a false dichotomy set up between Scripture and the Church, and you get sort of this either-or kind of idea, even though officially that's not necessarily what they teach. That, unfortunately, seems to come out in much of their apologetics and polemical works. What the Apostle Paul here is saying this is exactly the way that it was quoted. He says, "I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things," here speaking to Timothy, "to you, so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and a buttress or foundation of the truth." The interesting thing here is that the apostle couldn't be with Timothy bodily. He couldn't be with him, direct and face-to-face. And so as we've said in previous broadcasts in this series, what does he do with those that he's not able to be with personally? What does he do with those that he's not able to speak orally the word of God directly to? He writes to them. And so what does he say here? He says, "I am writing these things to you so that you know how to conduct yourself." He's writing what things? Well, the things that he had just said in the previous 13 verses about the qualifications of pastors and deacons and so on. So rather than actually pointing us away from the written word of God, the very text itself actually points us to the word of God. What is it that the Apostle Paul wrote? And that, he says, is the rule of conduct for Timothy as he conducts himself in the house of God.